Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:27, that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is October 26th, and what many people have been looking at is the high-profile results of Tesla, which came in better than expected. The market had been anticipating that it would turn in a loss, but it has actually turned in a profit the first time in 8 quarters. That should act as a boost to its shares tomorrow. Now, of course, it is an enormous hype machine, as well as being the first new car manufacturer in a century in the USA. Obviously, it's not easy to produce cars from scratch, but at the same time, there is enormous hype surrounding the company, which has got it at a very high valuation. So it simply cannot afford to really disappoint investors. So today's news is encouraging. It should help the share to find support in the region of the psychological $200 level. And this is a big week for earnings, because obviously we had Apple yesterday, and Apple pulled back by about $4 today. But that isn't such a large pullback when we look at the medium-term chart. And I think today is a day where it is important to look at the charts rather than simply the headlines, because what we saw today were headlines along the lines of Apple plunges, so then that sets off the tone. But of course, Apple did not plunge. It pulled back by $4 and actually closed up off its low in here today. In fact, this isn't even the biggest pullback that it's had in the last few months. It pulled back by more in August and September. So, in fact, this is just a normal pullback within the context of what is still a rebound situation for the share. One thing that I find interesting is that there is an awful lot of commentary on just how good sales can be of the handset. Well, what we can see for Apple is that where the real growth engine of the business is in the App Store. And it is that China is leading in expenditures in the App Store. If we were to play this whole thing forward 10 years, it's not at all beyond the bounds of possibility that you might even get the handset for free if you can commit to spending X amount on the App Store over a period of time, because that really is where the margins are, and where the cost of creating new apps is considerably less than the cost of creating new phones. When we look at Apple, it is an ecosystem that one is looking at, not simply phone sales. And I think that is what is helping to support the share. And of course, it has this advantage versus Samsung because of Samsung's problems with the Note 7. But when we look at what else is coming, well, Google is having its results tomorrow, and Amazon will be on Friday. And of course, these are the big companies that have really helped to push on the wider market over the last few months. When we look at the and of course, they are all prone to at least some consolidation. I think that is perhaps the most important point. If we look at Facebook, which is going to be reporting in the first couple of days of November, or Google or Amazon, they're all a bit overextended relative to the trend mean. They could all pull back and still be within medium-term bull market environments overall, but they are at risk of at least some consolidation in here right now. When we look at the individual shares, then this is another example of where it really does pay to keep an eye on those charts rather than the headline figures, because, for example, the majority of shares of, excuse me, of indices in Europe today were in negative territory, but they've closed well off their lows, and that's perhaps much more important to be cognizant of rather than the fact, for example, that the DAX was down 0.44%, or the FTSE was down 0.85%. Really, they close well off their lows. So they're in a rangy environment overall. There is some consolidation going on in the region of previous areas of resistance. Certainly for the DAX, it has broken a medium-term downtrend. That is much more important than anything that happens on an individual day. And provided it can continue to hold above the 200-day moving average, then we can give the benefit of the doubt to recovery potential. The FTSE, of course, has had some significant tailwinds in nominal terms because of the weakness of the pound. The fact that the pound was a little bit stronger in here today was probably the reason that you had a negative outcome overall on the FTSE. But then there is still ample opportunity for higher to lateral ranging on the FTSE. Then on Wall Street, it was a very similar story. The majority of indices closed off their lows and were down very mildly. I think the Dow was up very mildly in here today. But it's a rangy environment overall, and I suspect that if we can get through this earnings season and through the presidential election with a rangy environment overall, then that would set up the majority of indices to rally beyond it. Yesterday, what I spoke about was the potential that these markets could rally into the presidential election and perhaps pull back slightly after it. But so far, neither argument has yet been proven. When we look at Asia, then Australia pulled back really quite abruptly in here today. The majority of shares were in negative territory. And I think it is important to look at the weekly chart and to look at how choppy the uptrend has been, and that we are pulling back from the most recent peak, and that what the most consistent characteristic that the trend has is that it has bounced from the region of the 200-day moving average, and that does appear to now be more likely than not. Now, oil prices were down about 80 cents in here today, and oil prices are now important to Australia overall, and not least because a lot of the natural gas that it's going to be exporting is tied to oil prices. And of course, the somewhat weaker tone on the precious metals in here today. They all pulled back, but they didn't pull back by as much as they rose yesterday. And particularly palladium pulled back more than the others. But when we look at the Australian dollar, then it had been appreciating in the early part of the year and spent much of the last 6 months ranging, but it has encountered at least short-term resistance at the upper side of its range, and it's looking like we might get a little bit of dollar dominance against the Aussie in the immediate future. When we look at China, I think it is important to also look at the renminbi. And when you look at that trend over on a weekly basis, we can see that it is being managed lower in a very orderly manner. And the renminbi has paused at 6.6, 6.7, and it's really just testing 6.8 right now. So we can anticipate that if it is going to remain consistent and a trend in motion, is the very definition of a consistent trend. So we can anticipate that it is going to find support around the 6.8 area, and we could see it ranging for another 3 or 4 months before it breaks down again. Well, the fact that we're seeing maybe some strength beginning to start coming back into the renminbi could act as a little bit of a headwind for the stock market, which has been benefiting from the weaker currency overall. So and then you can break down the three main Chinese indices, the A shares or the CSI 300, and the Hang Seng and the H shares. Well, the A shares haven't rallied nearly as much, so they're less likely to pull back by a lot. The Hang Seng has rallied more than anything else, and it was down a bit in here today, and it is looking like that this is a consolidation and at least a partial unwinding of the short-term overbought condition. In between the two, you have the H shares, which continue to range. And although they were down about 1% in here today, then it doesn't really look like anything other than a consolidation overall. And the Indian market was also a little bit weaker in here today. Now, what we are starting to see is that it is the Indian bond market which is really outperforming. The rupee has been really quite firm. I saw a new story today talking about Japanese retail investors favoring India over New Zealand because they really want the yield. Well, if the currency is appreciating, then that may act as a something of a headwind for the stock market overall. But the banking sector continues to benefit, and that would suggest that the consolidation that we're getting on the Nifty, which is in the region of its previous peak, is likely to be only a consolidation. And the unfolding scandal in Tata Consultancy is probably acting as a little bit of a headwind in the short term. But what we really need to see in India is a clear upward dynamic for the stock market, and that would help to reinvigorate bullish sentiment overall. And as I mentioned, it was a somewhat weaker day in the precious metals. They are making heavy weather of it, and they have been sort of ranging around these areas for the last 3 weeks. Platinum did break upwards yesterday, and it has held its gain in here today. Gold has given up much of the gain that it made yesterday, and so has silver. But again, they did not fall today as much as they went up yesterday, but they do need to find support quickly to demonstrate that the demand, the component of this market, is back in the driver's seat. And I've written a bit today about health insurance costs in the USA. And I think the most relevant point, I think, from a big picture investor would be that because insurance premiums are rising so precipitously, the vast majority of people are getting hikes of 25%, and my renewal was 29%. Well, that just is going to act as another tax for the vast majority of people. And what that really means is it's just going to add additional fuel to wage demands, because the cost of living is rising so quickly. And that really does suggest that we are going to have more inflation. And with wage growth, and I think it really all the Fed is waiting for is for that wage growth index to break out before they raise interest rates. And if it continues to advance, they will continue to raise interest rates. So that is acting as a headwind for bonds. Well, for straight treasury bonds, and particularly those with a longer duration. On the other hand, it is likely to act as a tailwind for the TIPS market overall. There are certainly different ways of approaching that market. And I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today, and I'm going to wish all the best to all of you.